20 working artists, writers, and performers from across Northwest and Western Arkansas are the recipients of a first round of fellowships awarded by Artists 360, a new program of the Mid-America Arts Alliance with support from the Walton Family Foundation. Artists 360 delivers both grant funding and professional development support to artists across a wide spectrum of disciplines. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich visited one of the winners in her studio, ceramic artist Linda Lopez, to bring us her story.
As a small girl, Linda Lopez grew up in the San Joaquin Valley citrus groves close to Sequoia National Forest, raised by immigrant farm worker parents.
Yeah, my parents didn't buy me a lot of toys since, they were labor workers. My dad picked oranges, my mom, washed dishes in a kitchen. So I had to make my own toys. Most of the time it was dirt and sticks and rocks, or anything I could get my hands on to manipulate to make it into something else. That's how I spent my childhood.
Now 37 and raising her own family, Lopez is a ceramics instructor in the University of Arkansas Arts Department in a spacious two-story studio. On the west side of campus, she turns stoneware into nearly animate botanical geologic sculpture. But in the midst of that process this year, she took on an unusual commission, creating avant-garde gold luster porcelain ware for an experimental, locally grown vegan dinner to be staged by the Dutch creative collective Steinbeiser next spring in Brooklyn, New York.
I will create basically like the serving pieces for the dinner. But the organizers, Steinbeiser, they prefer that these objects are not your traditional serving dishes, but sculptural pieces that can stand alone after the dinner. So they've picked sculptors and designers to kind of come and collaborate with these Michelin star chefs to create two nights of dinners. So basically what I'll be doing is I will be designing some objects that are stemming from my work that I make already, and then proposing those ideas to the chefs so that they can try to collaborate on some sort of edible thing that will go on top of the pieces.
Lopez says she was chosen precisely because she's not a functional artist.
Steinbeiser, they really want the dinner table to be, an unfamiliar landscape to what a normal dinner table looks like. They have, they've had a previous dinner where they have really long forks that kind of span the table, so you have to coordinate your bites with the person across the table. So it's going to be really fun and really weird, and it's more of an experience.
The Steinbeiser Experimental Feasts, plated by artists and prepared by famous chefs, has been written up in The New Yorker, but all participants are required to donate their creative time and materials. For Lopez, financial support from the new Artists 360 program as a fellowship recipient will fund creation of her porcelain serving ware.
We start the collaboration process next month, where we will propose our objects, our sketches, if we have any maquettes, to all of the chefs, and then the chefs will kind of respond to who they want to work with.
Linda Lopez studied ceramics at California State University Chico, taking her MFA at University of Colorado at Boulder. She's exhibited in England and New Zealand and across the U.S. at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, Craft and Folk Art Museum in Los Angeles, and The Hole in New York. She's up and coming, and now among 19 other artists in the region who applied for and received an Artists 360 fellowship.
Yes, we had 314 applications.
Todd Stein is president and CEO of Mid-America Art Alliance, based in Kansas City, Missouri, which has, with funding from the Walton Family Foundation, established the Artists 360 program last April, soliciting artists in Benton, Carroll, Crawford, Sebastian, Washington counties through a series of 7 workshops. Practicing artists awarded $7,500 and art students awarded $1,500 pitched current works in progress or totally new concepts in sculpture, ceramics, fiber, film, screenwriting, video, media arts, photography, and wearable art. Performing artists also qualify: dance, theater, music, opera, puppetry, storytelling, and playwriting, as do literary artists, writers of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry, and traditional artists, crafters, storytellers, dancers, and roots musicians. Fellowships can be used to continue ongoing work, initiate new projects, or for outreach tours, creative research and development, and social practice.
We had a great diversity and discipline of the artists that were selected for the first rounds of grants. We had artists who are in visual arts, traditional arts, performing arts, literary arts, and we had a relatively equal distribution along those four specific discipline areas.
A national panel of artists, curators, and arts professionals chose grantees who are advanced in their practice, demonstrate artistic excellence, and seek to advance their career and deepen their practice. But artists must also be willing, as grantees, to operate as a collective under a model Mid-America Arts Alliance initiated in Northwest Arkansas several years ago called Artists, Inc.
Right. One of the things I think that we've found with the work that we've done with the Artist, Inc. program in Northwest Arkansas is that when you convene artists together, there's a cohort that creates a bond that carries on after the program has ended. So what you'll find is the potential for collaborative work between the artists that may be grant recipients, and the potential that these relationships and this cohort will continue talking ad hoc after the grant year has ended.
So a two-day retreat for grantees will take place in mid-October to help them focus their proposed projects through peer-to-peer learning and leveraging the artist's 360 opportunity for both short and long-term success. All told, Artists 360 will provide $439,500 in direct grants and professional development for 60 individual artists over the course of 3 years. The public can see a listing of the first cycle of grantees and their projects posted on artists360.arts. And a new funding cycle will open next May. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Artist 360 has recently partnered with the Forecast Public Art to facilitate a free two-day intensive seminar on public art making. That will take place October 20th. Workshops will cover many topics, including site analysis, community engagement, permits, conservation, proposal preparation, and project management. You can find links to the seminar, as well as to all Artist 360 Fellowship winners, at ozarksatlarge.com.